Hi, this is Sydney.
And I'm Elizabeth.
And you're listening to That's What She Said.
And today we will be talking about fraternities.
I thought you said fertility. I was like, I mean, it's kind of along the same lines, but...
What? Okay, never mind. So today it's going to be like super unstructured because not going to lie, we did not plan out this talk at all.
No, it was just like accumulation of ideas based on a conversation that we had with our roommate. But we're just talking about like the realities of Greek life and what you should be expecting.
What
it's really like. And like what it's like going to a school where it's like where Greek life is just so big, you know, and what to expect.
And we believe we are experts on this. Experts. I don't know. I don't want to toot my own horn. But like as, you know, college freshmen on a well-known party campus, I think that like we've seen enough.
Yeah, I think we have enough credibility, and we also are friends with a lot of people who are part of fraternities. So we're just gonna be sharing like their experience and our experience, and you know what you should be expecting.
Yeah, so let's get into it. All right, so you guys may have some preconceived notions about frats. Like, what are the stereotypes of frats?
Like the dudes or like just overall?
I guess everything in general. Like, you know, like if there was a mood board, an aesthetic board that was like a bunch of cutouts of like and like plastered together to like create the frat aesthetic. Okay, so... if you have seen movies like Animal House or any of those kinds of films or like Neighbors, where, I mean, it's obviously like it's a movie, so it's over dramatic, but like you expect like tall, muscular white dudes, backward cap, you know, polo shirts or like, you know, tank tops, tan, muscular, like board shorts, that sort of thing. Like, and you know, they have the classic, like, whole golden boy sort of, but also like drinks a lot of beer sort of thing going on. Like that's the frat image, you know?
Yeah. And like just that, like maintaining that like gym bro, like just that whole vibe. And I hate the word vibe, but that's literally what it is. And it's like,
that's the vibe.
They all talk like this, you know?
Oh, yeah, dude.
Yeah. Totally.
Yeah.
Like you could tell that like they don't their entire life is just frats and like nothing else. And like, you know, but I also feel like the frat life is so culty too, you know?
Oh, well, it is a cult. Like we have not heard any specifics because apparently many fraternities are not allowed to talk about like the initiation things. I'm not saying that there's hazing going on. Like I wouldn't say that because I don't know. But, like, there's a lot of initiations that they don't talk about.
Yeah. And I was going to mention, like, the article that happened.
You can mention it. It's, like, it's already out there.
That's true. But I was just referring to, like, the mighty fine men of Kappa Sigma in their lawsuit where this dude was going through, like, like initiation or something, and during hazing, like they forced him to drink. And this is in the article.
Allegedly, he
was forced to drink 750 milliliters of hard alcohol in 30 minutes, and they made him take a bunch of drugs, and they beat him with paddles, and then apparently he blew a 0.489, which is...
That is impressive.
That is in the fact that he lived.
The article said, and this is, again, all, like, speculation. We don't know if this is true, but this is just what comes up when you Google SDSU right now.
And not even the March Madness, like, championship game. No.
Not even the school's website. No, yeah. This is the first thing that comes up.
Fox News.
Yeah, Fox News. Mm-hmm. No, apparently, like, he had a 1% chance of living, and now he will have cognitive issues for the rest of his life.
Yeah, and I think if that doesn't scare you a little bit, then I don't know what will. But I just remember, like, we were talking to one of the mighty fine men of Kappa Sigma, and he was just talking about, he was just trying to downplay it all, even though like these giant articles are everywhere. And you could just, I think that just tells like how intense fraternities are. And like, you know, it's just, ugh, God, it's insane.
Okay, well, we kind of got a little bit off track. So that was just supposed to be about like the preconceived notions of frats. I kind of wanted to transition into what like our actual, we should have had a frat boy like on the podcast to ask questions. No, but like, nobody's gonna want to come record this,
and they don't want to expose themselves, you know.
Oh, so true.
Yeah,
nobody's gonna want to do that because yeah, they can't even like talk. Yeah. Well, we could have gotten somebody not from KSIG.
That's true. Or like Broder. I feel like Broder's a good.
Oh, Broder would have been awesome.
Yeah, although Broder's like too normal.
No, well, that's good because I don't know. Okay, anyways, so let's talk about like ours and other people's actual experiences with this. We have compiled stories. Some are personal, some are of other people. We're going to discuss like the, you know, the process of the fraternity get-togethers, we will call them. Let's just call them parties. I think that's too late to call them get-togethers.
Like, they know.
They know. Mm-hmm. Okay. So usually, and this is how it happens on this campus. So usually, fraternities are allowed to throw parties and sororities are not. So if the girls like on campus or any female identifying person wants to go to a party,
mm-hmm.
Or if any other dude who's not a fraternity wants to go to a party, the people in the fraternity have to send out a text. If you're in a sorority, you can get in. You have an automatic like get in mm-hmm. for some fraternities based on the sorority that you're in.
Right.
But we're not in sororities, so we get in via like Snapchat texts or regular texts.
So just adding on that, like the process of getting a text, and we had a couple like interesting encounters where, you know, we wanted to go to a party and we wanted to bring some other friends, and we were asking the guy that usually gives us texts like, hey, could we bring our extra friend? But like, so rather than just automatically saying like, oh yeah, you know, like, sure, go ahead. He tried to not directly, but he was trying to hint at like, he was trying to ask us like what she looked like if she fit like the SDSU mold, you know, like your typical, like blonde, skinny, white, like
he just wanted to make sure that the girls we were inviting were not like they were like they fit conventional beauty standards.
Yeah.
And like so to speak.
Yeah. And it's like, and this has happened on multiple occasions, and it's sad because you think like, oh, it's like this is like for women, this is like a good opportunity to like, you know, have fun and stuff. But like it's just sad that like there's like so many levels to it, and at the end of the day, like these frat guys like still have power over us, even though it's just supposed to be a fun night out. Like, I don't know, it's just stupid.
Yeah, it creates this like bizarre power dynamic where like I'm gonna get into feminism, where like the dudes have all the power because sororities are not allowed to throw parties, so the dudes have the power, and they, you know, they control the music, what music is played, they control like who gets invited, they control the themes of all the parties. Like none of them are like stuff that women would like a Taylor Swift theme or like a just, I don't know, something women would have chosen, like a Hillary Clinton theme.
Yeah.
That was actually a good idea of mine one time.
Really?
Yeah, I pitched it. He said no.
Aww.
But you usually get these texts by either like if your boyfriend is in the frat or if you have a good friend in like the frat,
mm-hmm.
If you're in a sorority, but otherwise you like, and also I've jumped to so many topics. I really, really want to cover them. Okay. Back to the feminist thing. And I'll talk about the text process more afterwards, but so it kind of gives us like the frat dudes, since they control all the parties on campus, like they, like it's kind of like society in general, where like the white men have like they're higher up and they get to like kind of choose and puppet what happens, like, and I know it's just the party scene, I know we're just trying to have fun, but also it's like we like there's they have all the good parties, so we go anyways, even though it's so offensive. It's a great opportunity for us to be like awesome feminists and be like, if our friends aren't going, we aren't going. But it's so difficult.
It really is. And like, oh God, it's so sad because like, even if you just go to like any party at SDSU, like just you could just see like the ratio of like dudes to girls. Like it's just insane. It's insane.
They don't invite any dudes. That's going back to the text thing. They never give dudes texts ever. Like if you're a dude on campus and you're not in a frat, you don't get to go to the parties.
Exactly. It's just like this weird like breeding ground for like frat guys, I feel like, at parties.
For STIs.
Yeah. So yeah, and then did you have anything else to say about the text process, or was that it?
I think that's it.
Not to mention, okay, I feel like as the year goes on, it's kind of easier to get into parties, because I don't know. I feel like, didn't we just walk up to like, what was it, some frat, and then they just let us in?
Yeah, they. Yeah.
So I feel like, I mean, if you're worried about getting into parties, like, just know that, like, yes, having connections are important, but I think as the year goes on, it gets a little easier, but...
Well, actually, at the beginning of the year, it's super easy.
That's
like,
true.
You just, like... It's... The first week, there's a lot of frat get-togethers, we'll call them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yes. But once when you go to one, you'll automatically just see... It's the ratio of guys to girls. It's very evident. It's very obvious, so...
Now, on the inside of frats, let's talk about the insides of, like, these parties and, like, what we won't give any specific. It's fine. We won't give any, like, specific details because obviously, like, don't want to get anybody in, like, trouble or anything.
Right.
But, like, we can just describe, like, the general atmosphere. I feel like that's valid.
Yeah, I think we could do that.
Yeah. Okay, well. Fraternity houses. Let's just say that. Let's just talk about that. They're very, 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 very disgusting.
Thank God you said that. It's, oh my God. Like, the smell is burned into my brain. Like, you will taste the smell. Let's just say. And like.
Oh, it's so gross.
Basically, the entire. Basically, when you're stepping into a frat house, you're stepping into a giant bathroom.
It's, oh my God, and the bathrooms.
In the bathrooms.
The bathrooms are something else. The toilets, 90% of the time, the toilets at frat houses in both bathrooms, like girls and boys, won't work. There'll be girls in the boys' bathroom and girls in the girls' bathroom because like the line's way too long and the ratio is obviously insane.
Not to mention how usually the door is broken.
Yeah, the door is wide open.
So you're just exposing yourself in front of everyone.
You usually just find some random girls and like go in with them.
Yeah. I mean, they're usually pretty friendly with that. But yeah, it's just, it's so gross.
Wait, side note. Let's talk about the amazing life-changing experience of meeting random girls at parties.
Yes. Oh my God.
Why is it that like, dudes are strange. Like they need to get to know each other. But when women are at parties, like you will just like, you will be soulmates.
I know, you just, like, you just have, like, this beautiful connection for, like, maybe 5 minutes, like, 10 minutes tops. Mm-hmm. And it's like you just know their entire life story. Like, you become best friends for a second.
You get to hear about their boy problems.
Exactly.
And you get a text to a different party that happened to me one time.
So true. Really?
Yeah, I was with Becca, but we didn't end up getting in. No, it was really funny because we didn't end up. It was funny because she gave me the text and she's like, just say that you know Connor. And this is one of the, like, the good frats where, like, even if you show up early without a text, they will never let you in. Like, you have to know people inside the frat.
Yeah.
But if you go in, it's not that impressive because I actually did end up going in for a second because they let me go to the bathroom. But so I go up to the door, me and Becca go up to the door and we show the text and he's like, okay, the number's not saved into your phone, so like, can you like call him? And I was like, oh, it's Connor. And he's like, oh, you're with Connor? And then guess who walks up behind me?
Oh,
obviously, he's like, Connor, are these girls? Do you know these girls? And then he's like, no. And I was like, Becca, run. And we ran.
Perfect.
Sprinted away. But like, what are the odds that Connor had to walk behind me like right before I was going to go in?
It's too too good.
It's too good.
It's too good.
Why didn't I just save the number? There's so much stuff that I could have. Anyways, sorry, back to it. The bathrooms.
The bathrooms and meeting girls. It's so, like, I don't know. It's like you just click with people so easily in there. It's just, it's so much fun. But like, even though they're fake and, like, you're acting fake too. Like, I don't know. It's just, like, it's kind of like you get to put on, like, this different persona. And you guys are just, it's just the vibes are always good.
Girls have each other's backs in ways that, like, are unknown to any other species.
Like, it's in, you can't even explain it.
Like, I don't know how, but we somehow formed a girl code.
Yeah.
That's, like, universal that everybody just knows.
And, like, if, and, like, the key to making, like, best friends so fast is just finding a girl with the same name as you.
Oh my god, one time we found a girl named, like, two girls named Sydney and Elizabeth at a party, and we just danced with them, like,
and just screaming, and just, it was so fun.
We just had the best time. It was so good. And then we just, like, kind of walked away and like, never saw them again.
And that's just the beauty of it. That you just is. Oh god, it's so strange, but I love it so much.
Yeah. So the bathrooms, though. Okay, so it's pretty disgusting. Okay, so we're not going to say, like, which house this was at, but, so, the bathrooms, yes, are disgusting, the doors are broken, the toilets don't flush, it smells like absolute crap.
And who knows the last time they actually cleaned the floors there?
Yeah. But, one time we actually went, like, upstairs, and there were, like, kicked in walls. Like, the walls were, like, there were holes everywhere, and then there's just, like, garbage on the ground.
No furniture.
No furniture.
At all. And we got to kick a hole into into the walls.
Like, how do you live there?
I don't even know.
Like, how do you, like get into bed at night, like, home sweet home? Like, yeah. And, like, what?
And, like, I know you're paying money for this frat, but, like, this is what you have. Like, this is it? Like, I don't know. It's just insane to me, and it's... And the smell is still there. Like, that's the thing. It's just so gross. And I don't know. Yeah, like, just no furniture. Trash everywhere. Holes in walls. And I don't know how people live like that. But it was a cool experience of, like, I feel like breaking a hole into that wall was, like, it released a lot of
tension. Yeah, they let us break a hole into their wall. Yeah,
that was fun.
They were, like, sprinkled. All right, now let's talk about the dudes at fraternities. So, like, we, at the beginning of the podcast, we kind of, like, described, like, the stereotypical, you know, like, frat boy, the Abercrombie model, backwards hat, polo shirt, you know, just kind of like a all-American cool guy, basically. if you know, that's kind of like the stereotype.
It really is.
But I, like, from the people that we've met in fraternities, I would say that, I mean, because I know, like, the whole thing with Abercrombie was, like, there's a lot of white people.
Yeah.
But, like, I'd say, like, frats are better now about that, you know?
I feel like when you meet guys at fraternities, you shouldn't be expecting, like, in the nicest way, you shouldn't be expecting a relationship out of it.
Yeah, okay? That's all. That's very true.
Yeah, because I feel like the hookup culture at SDSU is very prevalent, and it's even worse at, well, it's even bigger at fraternities, and it's very normalized here. So if you are looking for a relationship, don't expect anything out of frats, unless there's, like, that 1% chance where a frat guy is willing to commit himself a little bit. But,
well, I've seen it. Like, it's not all frat dudes, but yeah. I would say that, yeah, don't go in expecting to find your soulmate or Prince Charming.
Definitely not. Definitely not.
Because, yeah, some... Wait, can I tell one story? No, yes. Names? Yes. Yeah, so there's this girl. She's one of my friend's roommates. And her boyfriend... She has a boyfriend or had a boyfriend? I think it's had a boyfriend at this point. He was, like, crazy. Like, yeah, he was... Okay, he wasn't crazy, but, like...
It was a little crazy.
She would go to the parties at his frat, and, like, he would ignore her the whole time. And then, and, like, he said, like, from what I've heard, he was a good person until he got here, and he joined a frat, and he's like, I just really need to focus on, like, my, like, frat stuff right now. Like, it's really, like, I'm so busy and whatnot. And then, And she was like, okay, that's kind of weird. Like, what do you have to focus on? There's not much.
Yeah, and you're a freshman, not to mention that.
And then I don't think he ever really broke up with her, but, like, he started, like, we saw him at these parties, like, you know, talking to girls and, like leaving with them and stuff like that. So, like, from what I heard, he was a good person, and then he came here and he was surrounded by, like, the culture here, and then he kind of, like, changed.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then there was, like, other drama with him and stuff, but yeah.
And on that note,
this has been Sydney and Elizabeth,
and you've been listening to That's What She Said.
And that is what she said.
Yeah.
All right.
See ya.
See ya.